All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. Thanks to our girl, Cheryl Underwood, for, you know, telling us what it's really like being with Junior. Who knew?
Junior's shocked. That was about an hour ago, too.
Yeah, it was, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, so, how's it going, Junior? Y'all,
Tommy, I have no clue.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay. I just thought I'd tell you. It seemed like she's happy, though.
But, Junior, you've been working out, though, right?
Yeah, I'm working out.
Have you seen his guns?
I'm working out.
You got
guns,
Junior?
Wait, man, they coming in. You know, right now we got about like 245s. I mean, I ain't got no machine guns or nothing like that. But, you know,
you're talking about muscles.
Yeah, I'm talking about muscles, yeah.
Yes.
You know. I thought you were talking about you had 245 plates on each side and you just
No, man. But no, working
out. You don't
out
care for your trainer too much, do you?
No, I don't, sure. I don't like him.
He always says something.
He always like let's
like
get
what?
It. No, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. Why don't you get it sometime? Working me.
You got an attitude with your trainer?
Carla.
Does he?
Carla, I'm talking about for real. It is a problem in the gym. And you know what? I'm mad at myself because I paid him to do this.
Right.
That's why I'm mad.
To hurt you.
Yeah, to hurt you. Me. Oh, man. It's too much. Going right after we get off
this
app.
But it's working out, Junior.
Yeah, it's going out. It's going
to work.
Stay with it.
But it's working
out
and you're getting healthier.
Yeah.
And
stay with it, man.
Building
to be
muscle,
around a while.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to give big ups to Lil Rel. Lil Rel hosted the red carpet at the Oscars.
I saw that, and we just got to stick out.
You know, when I see another comic doing something, man, big ups to you, brother. Keep doing what you're doing. And I'm proud of him. He just, every time I look up, commercial here, he did a good job. Hang in there.
He did, and was doing the butt with Glenn Close.
That was a moment.
Okay.
That made me love Glenn Close even more, who I didn't know at the time has been nominated for an Oscar for 8 times and has not won one.
Wait a minute. I won't be ignored, Dan. She didn't get that.
Alex Forrester.
Nothing.
What?
Yes. Nothing. Yes. For The Wife. She was nominated for The Wife. But yeah, she's been nominated 8 times and has not won.
That's
one
a bad
Oscar.
Girl, man.
Yeah, she's
that's
mad.
A bad girl.
She really is.
But let me tell you something.
Really,
that would
really
be my
really
last
is.
Oscar.
You can't sit in no more world.
That would be my last.
Lil Rel, you doing?
Proves though, Carla.
I'm sorry.
I was saying that proves that she's in it for the acting and for love of the craft and not for the awards. But I'm sure she'd love to have an award. You know what I mean? But she still comes every year that she's nominated. One of these years, just like Susan Lucci. They call her the Susan Lucci of the Oscars.
Just like Susan Lucci.
Erica Kane, Spike Lee gave her for All My Children.
Yeah, Spike Lee gave Glenn Close a shout out, too, for doing the butt. And gave her love.
That's how you do the butt, though. If you're going to do the butt, you do it with Glenn Close. That's how you do that.
She good did that. She really, really did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And big ups to Kim Whitley. She's doing mad work on over there on E too. So you know, we just want to.
You know, that's my girl. Yeah.
The red carpet.
Shout out our friend.
What's up, Kim?
Yeah.
Kim
doing
is looking
big.
So good. Have you guys? Oh my gosh, she's looking so good lately.
Kim is looking gorgeous.
She's lost a lot of weight.
Sherry Shepherd lost a lot of weight. I saw that.
Sherry is great. You know who's looking very healthy, who's looking so good.
I've seen all her pictures lately on social media. Toni Braxton is looking.
What?
Oh my.
Yeah. I mean,
girl.
she was already beautiful.
Beautiful.
But, I mean, my girl is so fly. Shout out to my Libra sister, Toni Braxton. Did you see her in that red bikini?
One of my favorite singers.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think she's showing, you know, that you could look good and healthy at any age. You know, she's standing up for that age group. She looks so good, so in shape, so healthy, so beautiful. Yeah, she looks great. We talked about her earlier.
But you know who's looking good with a bob in her head? Hello, Halle Berry. And I really want to say Halle blankety blank Berry. That's what I really want to say. Okay, that's that real sexy.
But they've been been on in on Hallie on social media.
Yeah.
About
get
Bob
off of
America.
Her.
Yeah.
Leave her
You're
alone.
Feeling the Bob, Tommy.
I'm
but
feeling
the worst
anything
one
she
was
wear.
When they said she looked. She said when they said she looked like Edna from The Incredibles.
Oh no.
I'm glad Hallie has a sense of humor.
Yeah, she's taking it all in the stride. She's cool.
Yeah, she
she's
is.
Cool. I love
she's
it.
Like, whatever,
I love it. I love
guys.
It.
I'm happy. Yeah.
Yeah, she's
I got
doing
my
good.
Oscar. I'm good. Yeah.
So that's all this week. And then last night, President Biden. Oh, my goodness.
Woohoo.
First presidential and speech in front of Congress at the Capitol. Limited amount of people who were there, you know, because of COVID restrictions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But did you see our first lady? She was looking rather nice with her dress.
I mean, she
dresses so elegantly. I love the way she dresses.
Dr. Jill Biden, looking good.
Dr. Jill.
Yes, looking good.
Yes.
So a lot going
but
on
like
this
I said,
week.
They were spread out last night, though. It was
that's what we
due
were
to
saying,
COVID,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because of the COVID restrictions.
Well, Tom, let's get ready for tonight,
too. I'd love to see.
What's tonight?
The NFL draft tonight. We don't know who we finna get because we don't pick to the fourth round. There's just hope for something.
Who is we?
We just
The Houston Texans.
Yeah, we not finna. Man.
We just got to pick. We need to pick somebody that don't like massages. That's what we got to do. We got to get somebody. Rub yourself, man. Rub yourself. We need somebody that can rub their damn self.
All right, we appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you so much. We love you. We love you. We love you. Bye-bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.